Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
This is Mark Kaler. Welcome to another edition of Faculty Focus, and we are here today with Dr. Brian Dawson, who is Professor of Mathematics and Department Chair of Mathematics at Union University. Dr. Dawson, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Well, we are always interested in hearing about faculty research leaves. There are so many different experiences that people have and the abilities that they are able to harness when they have this time away. And so I want to hear a bit more about what you did during your research leave.
What I did during my research leave was write. I had originally meant to write a textbook for the homeschool market and found that I had this grand plan to do a large amount of writing, wound up writing only on portions of it, but got two books out of it. One is called Supplemental Mathematics for the Curious Number Theory. The other is called Supplemental Mathematics for the Curious Number Systems. Both of them have since been published by Royal Fireworks Press, and they are the largest publisher for materials for the gifted and talented market.
Okay, so would this have been something that you would have been able to tackle, at least in a fairly timely manner, if you had also been working on a full class load like you normally would be?
Not at all. It would not have been possible for me to get any momentum writing. This was a fairly large project in that I wrote around 5 to 6 hours per day, 5 days a week or more, for 4 to 5 months. And there's just not enough time, even in the summer, to get good momentum going if you've never done a writing project like that before.
And I guess when you're writing textbooks, you obviously have a lot of ground to cover, a lot of bases to cover, to be certain that they're up to date. And I heard one time that textbooks are almost out of date as soon as they're published because a lot of the material is so perishable. And so I would think that there's a lot of reading that you have to do when you create work like this.
There is. And even though mathematics is less perishable than many other subjects, there are still many dates involved, many references to internet resources and other places that even when the books came out on the market were dated just slightly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what will these books, you said they're for the talented and gifted market. Can you give us an idea of sort of how these are being used, who's buying them, how they're applied?
The idea is that individuals who have talent in the high schools have the ability to either accelerate their high school program, which many do, or they have the ability to go deeper, or both. And part of the difficulty with accelerating the traditional mathematics courses that many students have is that if they are in a traditional school setting, they're not able to continue working during the summers, during holidays, or even they get to the point where there's nothing left for them to do.
And they get bored at that point.
And they would. And so the idea of these books is to give them something that's not in the traditional curriculum, rather to give them something that they can learn at various stages of their high school mathematics development, but yet is not something that everyone learns. So it's an opportunity to teach them something interesting, an opportunity to teach them problem-solving skills, skills of thinking like a mathematician, while still covering some topics that they may find of interest.
Now, would these have applications in the homeschooling market as well?
Yes. In fact, they are written for the independent learner. either for someone that is being homeschooled or someone that is going to a traditional school and desires to have supplemental materials. Often, teachers are hesitant to give supplemental materials or even look to find supplemental materials for their gifted students because it involves more work for the teacher. But yet, with these being designed for the independent learner, then the teacher can point them to these resources and they do not have to be as involved as they would be with other books.
We always ask what the benefit of the research leave was for you, and I think you've already sort of touched on that. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on what the benefit was of having this time away from your regular routine to do this kind of work?
There were several benefits. One of them certainly is the fact that I learned how to write. And I have written before and for many other with many other types of writing. Writing articles, research articles, can be a much different process, however, than writing a book, something of the length of a book. And I learned through this time to be able to how to pace myself, how to go through the writing process for a book in a way that now I might be able to spend some summers writing additional books, which the publisher wants me to do.
Well, that's great. That's a great development. Now, did you have a relationship with this publisher prior to this?
No, I did not. In fact, I had not heard of this publisher until David Thomas had his book published by Royal Fireworks
Press. Who's also on the union faculty.
And at that time, I thought, well, there's someone that might be interested. I looked at the publisher's website and thought, this is just for me. I contacted the publisher, and within a few months, my books were published.
So again, this is something that really would not have happened had you not had this opportunity to work like this.
That's correct.
What are the next steps now? Are there follow-ups to these textbooks? Are there maybe in your mind some plans to do this again at some point in the future?
I would like to be able to have another research leave. The current plans are to be able to write some additional books in this series. The Supplemental Mathematics for the Curious books, of which there are two, are supposed to become a series of books, according to the publisher. So it would be nice to add a few more to that.
When was your research leave?
My research leave was in the spring of 07. I had spent some time afterwards searching for a publisher because when I first started off, I was not completely sure how the books would turn out, what the final product would be, because I had never tried something like this before, and I was also writing something that's unique. So my search for a publisher did not begin till after my research leave.
So these things do take some time. I guess the academic world moves in some cases rather slowly in some of these things.
Yes, and I would also say don't give up as well if you are searching for an outlet for your work, because it can take time to find the right publisher that is interested in just the thing that you are working on.
Now, as you're giving out some advice here, I'm going to ask you to expand that a little bit and talk to people who might be listening to this today who are thinking about maybe a faculty research leave at some point in the future. Maybe they're past that stage where they definitely want to do it. They're formulating a plan, trying to get accepted. What advice would you give to people in that situation?
First, I would say, as you are preparing your application for a research leave, to get as many of the benefits that you know will accrue to you down on paper. I'm sure that the committee will want to see that you're doing something that is worthwhile, and they want it to be worthwhile not just for an outside audience, but for the faculty member as well, because whatever benefits the faculty member will eventually benefit the students.
Mm-hmm. And that's how have your students benefited, do you think, from this? Obviously, they're not using these textbooks, I wouldn't think, but were there some sort of indirect benefits to your students?
There are. One of the benefits is I learned how to write clear mathematical exposition at a level that is understandable to an audience that is younger than my students. As a result, I believe it has helped me in my lecture preparations and my ability to connect to my students and communicate well.
That's terrific. We have been joined today by Dr. Brian Dawson, who is professor of mathematics and chair of the mathematics department at Union University. Dr. Dawson, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.